Too Wrong to Be Right by Melanie Johnson. Narrated by Juliana Solo and Cody Gordon.
Chapter 1. Cat. Why is there a crocheted penis lying on the floor? Cat Kowalski demanded. It was 5 minutes to 5 on a Friday night, and all Cat wanted to do was close up the flower shop and get on with her evening. She'd been attempting to do just that, briskly sweeping the store's floor, when the broom had abruptly encountered something. Ronnie, her co-worker and second-in-command, leaned over the counter and inspected the object in question. Yep, that's a dick. I know it's a dick, Cat confirmed. What I don't know is, what is it doing here? She prodded the limp lump of yarn with her broom, and it flopped across the shop floor like it absolutely did not give a fuck. It was a very nice floor, too. New, installed last spring, the gleaming slats looking like hardwood, but they were actually made from repurposed bamboo stalks. Alan, the owner of the flower shop, had always been into conservation, but in the last year or two, he'd taken his green crusade to the next level. He'd installed solar panels and a rain barrel reservoir system, and was researching geothermal heating options for a greenhouse. But, as far as Cat knew, her boss hadn't taken up crocheting genitalia. The wind chimes over the shop's entrance jangled, the upcycled metal gardening tools hanging from an old terracotta pot clattering against each other in a surprisingly melodic racket. On instinct, Cat dove, broom handle smacking the floor as she snatched up the mystery penis. She straightened and crammed her hands behind her back. Laura, Cat exhaled, relieved to see it wasn't a customer who had entered, but their delivery driver. It's just you.
Hello to you, too,
Laura said as she flipped the open sign on the door to closed.
Were you expecting someone else?
No, but we found a, Cat waved her recent discovery in the air. You found my cock, Laura exclaimed.
That's yours?
Ronnie asked, stooping to pick up the broom.
Yep,
Laura nodded, wiggling her fingers in a give-me gesture.
It's my cozy cock.
Cat handed the object over. It's your what now?
Cozy cock,
Laura repeated.
Or cock cozy?
She shrugged.
I haven't decided yet.
Laura set the cock in question on the counter. Then she reached around and grabbed one of the travel mugs that had collected on the shelf below the register, thanks to the employee's caffeine habit. Another Allen rule. All reusable cups, all the time.
What are you planning to do with that?
Ronnie asked. Laura flipped the tip open.
Watch.
She slid the mug inside the hollow space, then stood the handcrafted organ upright and stepped back with a flourish.
Ta-da!
Cat's brows rose as she gazed upon the woman's handiwork. Tucked snug inside the, shaft, the mug did indeed look cozy.
Okay, that does look nice and warm, but why?
Why a cock? Laura grinned. I'm thinking about starting a side business. I've got ideas for a whole line of products.
You might be onto something.
Cat eyed the yarn penis propped on the counter. They'd make great favors for bachelorette parties, she snickered. Speaking of parties, she added, glancing at the clock over the door. I've got to finish closing. It's CCC night.
Ah, yes, your weekly movie night.
Laura snagged the broom from Ronnie and took over sweeping.
Are you still doing that?
Cat grabbed the clipboard hanging from a hook by the cooler and began to take inventory of the unsold bouquets. But we skipped the last few.
I thought your Friday night tradition was sacred,
Ronnie said, removing their name tag and the they-them pronoun pin they wore, tossing both in a drawer by the register.
It is sacred.
Cocktails, carbs, and comedies had been a staple of Cat's life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?